This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Clayton, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of May the 21st, and here we go. It's your hour of great music from the 1980s. Now, as May is New Zealand Music Month, we're going to start off this week with a single from the New Zealand reggae band Herbs from the album of the same name. The song was released in 1987. It reached number 9 in the New Zealand chart. The song was written by Dilworth Karaka and Charlie Tumahai with the American poet Todd Casella, who had moved to New Zealand and was a fan of the band. Dilworth Karaka calls it very much a family song. The video was made in Ruatoria, so that the band could give support to the Rastafarian protests happening in the area. The video was shot by Lee Tamahori, the future director of Once Were Warriors. It's Herbs and Sensitive to a Smile.
Open up your heart, don't let them wait. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. Quality in life that's hard to find, like a child with an open mind. Tenderness, sensitive to a smile. Turn around. Peace and love.
Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Herbs and Sensitive to a Smile from 1987. Up next was the first single from Howard Jones' 1985 album Dream Into Action. The song was released in February 1985. It's a typically upbeat Howard Jones composition. It was one of two songs from the album to feature all-female singing group Aphrodisiac on backing vocals. The song reached number 6 in the UK singles chart and number 5 in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The video depicts Howard Jones singing the song as his road crew sets up equipment for a concert, followed by a transition to the show as he performs for a lively crowd. It's Howard Jones, and Things Can Only Get Better.
Security jumped through the wall. Future dreams we
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Howard Jones and Things Can Only Get Better from 1985. Up next is a song by English synth-pop band The Human League, released as the lead single from their fifth studio album Crash. The song was released in August 1986. The track, which deals with the subject of infidelity, was written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. The song topped the charts in the United States, becoming the band's second single to top the Billboard Hot 100, after their 1981 single Don't You Want Me. It also went to number one in Canada, while reaching number five in Germany, number eight in the band's native United Kingdom, and number four in New Zealand. AllMusic journalist Dave Thompson retrospectively described the song as a lovely romantic ballad. The lyrics make much of human mistakes and the need for human forgiveness in a thoroughly romantic context. It's The Human League with Human. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was The Human League with Human from 1986. Up next is a song by American rock band Guns N' Roses. It appears on their debut album, Appetite for Destruction. In the United States, the song was released in June 1988 as the album's third single, topping the Billboard Hot 100 chart and becoming the band's only US number one single. In the United Kingdom, the song was released in August 1988, reaching number 24 on the UK singles chart the same month. It was re-released there in May 1989 and it peaked at number 6. In New Zealand, it reached number 5. This song placed number 37 on Guitar World's list of the 100 greatest guitar solos. It also came in at number 3 on Blender's 500 Greatest Songs Since You Were Born. It's Guns N' Roses with Sweet Child of Mine.
We'll be right back.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine from 1988. Up next is a song written by English musician Elton John and songwriter Bernie Taupin from Elton John's 1983 album Too Low for Zero. The song was released in July 1983. It was the second single released from the album in the UK and the first single released in the United States. Helped by a video promoting the song on MTV, it became a big hit for Elton John on both sides of the Atlantic, peaking at number one in Canada and Switzerland, number four in the UK, and number 12 on the US Billboard Hot 100. The music video, directed by Russell McKay, was shot in Cannes and Nice in France. It also features the colours of the flag of France. It's Elton John and I'm Still Standing.
Lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Elton John and I'm Still Standing from 1983. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, it will be more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now up next is a song written by George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, which was released in July 1984. It was released on the 1984 Wham! Album Make It Big, and the single release was credited to either Wham! Featuring George Michael in North America and several other countries, or solely to George Michael in the United Kingdom and some European countries. The song features a prominent saxophone riff and has been covered by a number of artists since its first release. It was released as a single and became a commercial success around the world. It reached number one in at least 10 countries, selling about 6 million copies worldwide, 2 million of them in the United States. In New Zealand, it reached number three. It's George Michael and Careless Whisper. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was George Michael with Careless Whisper from 1984. Up next is the debut single by American singer-songwriter-actress Debbie Gibson. It was released in December 1986 as a maxi single, and then in remix form in February 1987. The song was written by Debbie Gibson in 1984, 2 years before she recorded it. This dance pop song reached number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in the summer of 1987. While it did not initially make the UK top 40, it re-entered the UK singles chart in 1988 on the back of the success of her second single, eventually peaking at number 11. In New Zealand, it reached number 20. The song was voted 95th on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s. It's Debbie Gibson and Only in My Dreams. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Debbie Gibson and Only in My Dreams from 1986. Up next is an anti-war song by British band Frankie Goes to Hollywood, released in the UK in June 1984. The song was later included on the album Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. The single was a phenomenal success in the UK, helped by a wide range of remixes and supported by an advertising campaign depicting the band as members of the Red Army. It entered the UK singles chart at number one in June 1984, where it stayed for 9 consecutive weeks, during which time the group's previous single Relax climbed back up the charts to number two. It was the longest running number one single in the UK of the 1980s. It has sold 1.58 million copies in the UK as of November 2012. In New Zealand, it reached number one in 1984. It's Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Two Tribes. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Two Tribes from 1984. Up next is a song by the English rock band Genesis from their 1986 album Invisible Touch. The song was released in November 1986. The music was written by the band, while the lyrics were written by guitarist Mike Rutherford. The song was the third track on the album and was the third track released as a single reaching number 14 in the UK in December 1986 and number 4 in the US in January 1987. It also reached the top 10 in several other countries, including Canada, Ireland, West Germany, the Netherlands, and New Zealand, where it reached number 9. The song is widely remembered for its music video, which had heavy airplay on MTV. The video features caricature puppets by the British television show Spitting Image. It's Genesis and Land of Confusion. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Genesis with Land of Confusion from 1986. This week's last song was written by Lionel Richie and originally recorded as a duet between Lionel Richie and pop icon singer-actress Diana Ross. The song was released in June 1981. In this ballad, the singers declare their endless love for one another. Billboard has named the original version as the greatest song duet of all time. Diana Ross and Lionel Richie recorded the song for Motown, and it was used as the theme for Franco Zeffirelli's film adaptation of Scott Spencer's novel of the same name. While the film was a modest box office success, the song became the second biggest selling single of the year in the United States and reached number one on the Hot 100, where it stayed for 9 weeks from August to October 1981. In New Zealand, it reached number three. It's Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make.
Hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
You mean the world.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Diana Ross and Lionel Richie with Endless Love from 1981. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.